Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? And welcome to Crosstalk Unhinged in 2022.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merkin, you don't have any of the mics balanced right. Let's get the levels worked out here.
Why are you asking him to be proficient?
They're all the same level.
Yeah, really?
So this is the first Crosstalk Unhinged of 2022.
Yeah.
I was told by Danny Zetterman that new improvements are being made where you can find this across multiple platforms everywhere.
All of them. I think wherever you get your pods, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And tell your friends about it. And, of course, still the ESPN Chicago app. And I believe there's a new tile for that a one-stop tile where you don't have to find it now on the Carmen and Yurko or Waddle and Sylvie page.
That's correct. Yeah. When you open up the ESPN Chicago app, you'll see Crosstalk Unhinged.
Can I ask you a question real quick? It's probably for Johnny because you're the medical guy here. I'm not advising anybody to do this, okay? So please,
don't do this.
I'm holding a package of alcohol wipes, obviously, for cleaning the area that I'm sitting in. If I took the wipes and squeezed the liquid.
Would that cause intoxication
or is it a different kind of?
I would think it would kill you, probably, right? Tremendous discomfort to your esophageal.
Okay.
It's ethanol.
But it would get you drunk?
Yeah.
It would?
But you're only going to have a few drops of it.
Wasn't Kitty Dukakis drinking mouthwash back in the day?
Maybe.
I had a friend's father pass away.
I mean, if you were married to Michael, you know.
Windshield wiper fluid.
Come on, really?
Michael, see that Dukakis reference.
Wiper fluid. It didn't work.
But that'll kill you.
Wait. You drank windshield?
I didn't drink it, jackass. Will you listen to me?
I think
I said I had a friend of mine's father trying to find alcohol, wasn't available, went to the garage and found some windshield wiper fluid. Figured the alcohol
in there
would suffice. I don't know.
Well, there's alcohol. There's alcohol in antifreeze.
What ended up happening?
No, there's probably alcohol.
Where somebody is craving alcohol.
In windshield wiper fluid so it doesn't freeze.
Right.
I would think.
I just put windshield wiper fluid in one of my daughter's car today.
You know what? If you want to drink alcohol,
find
yourself a bottle of bourbon or a nice bottle of vodka or a wonderful bottle of gin or some tequila. Find that. Don't even think about sucking off a bag.
What are the kids going to think, Waddle? You're asking.
If the kids are listening to this, they're fucked to begin with.
That's true. They're not in school. That's for damn sure.
My kids are.
Oh, yeah. My kids are in school.
My 18-year-old is as well.
Teachers teach.
So you were wrong. Our kids are
all right, right away.
But if you like alcohol,
we love all the teachers, by the way.
Vodka comes off the still at like 190 proof.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Like everywhere.
Listen, I think our goal is to educate people as well when we do this.
Right, we're teachers now. So
we can just talk about, hey, what's the Bulls?
I'd like to break down what happened last night against the Nets. You know, Tom.
Well, we got our ass kicked in the second half. That's the way DeMarcus played yesterday.
Again, DeMarcus DeRozan. He called him yesterday. He goes, DeMarcus DeRozan. Who the fuck is DeMarcus DeRozan?
Did he play like DeMar or DeMarcus yesterday? He played more like DeMarcus yesterday.
Is that bad DeMar is DeMarcus?
Bizarro. DeMar.
I heard Johnny bring a really good basketball nugget conversation to the show today about whether or not
the triple double
has been. And then he was like, I got to be honest. That's not my original thought. I read it somewhere.
I read that. I was going to say, I read that article like a week or two ago.
I didn't pass it off as my own. I threw it out there at somebody.
It was like an athletic article about whether or not the triple double really is still the measuring stick of greatness.
And then out of nowhere, left up on the hoodie screen.
And then out of nowhere, he goes, who do you like, Merk? Who do you like in the Sony Open?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he goes, and then we go to break. He goes, basketball talk was boring me. I figured we'd go to a little golf.
Fucking Sony Open.
I was bored of basketball already. We're an hour into the show.
I just didn't think it was necessary for you to say to everyone, hey, it wasn't my original idea. I thought it was a good conversation. I didn't think it needed to be
footnoted. I felt dirty.
Give credit where credit's due. I agree.
Somebody wrote the article. Johnny didn't say, hey,
I've got this original thought. He just said, hey, you know, do you think?
But I do agree with it.
I felt dirty.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah.
The game's so different.
Yeah.
There's so many more possessions. It's played so fast. You know, it's...
Now they're looking at the Big O and said, you did nothing special.
Well, he did in his era, though. That's what has to be remembered. Like, Big O was special in his era. I mean, he was.
Do you know who would get, if he was a basketball player, who would have a bunch of triple-doubles these days? Is Matthew Stafford. Like, Russell Westbrook fills the numbers. It's Matthew Stepatter. He, like, on paper, Matthew Stafford looks like a good football player.
Right.
When you watch him every game, he's not worth
like, eh.
or the player Stafford that people think he
you
is.
Would kill to have Matt
I would not. We've had Matt Stafford on the Bears.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
No, it wasn't even remotely close.
We've had, yes.
Wasn't remotely close to Matt Stafford.
I would say Matt Stafford's a more talented quarterback than Jay was.
Thank
and
you.
I love Jay.
Thank you.
For eight fucking years, you wouldn't criticize Cutler.
Two football guys.
For 8 years, you wouldn't criticize Cutler. Now all of a
guys, I don't even know
that that's a criticism. I'm just saying that I think Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback.
Right. It's got to do with Matt Stafford in comparison with Jay Cutler. It doesn't have to do with Jay Cutler as a whole.
Right.
Matt Stafford's a better quarterback than Jay Cutler, period. That's the way it is.
I was saying it 10 years ago. Well, 8 years ago. I'll toot my own horn. I've always said Matt Stafford is a slightly better Jay Cutler.
Yes.
He's a slightly better Jay.
You've said that in many years.
Forever. I mean, that's like, that's what he is.
And I'll say something I've said forever as well. If you're sitting around waiting for an elite guy, you're going to wait forever. And so then you have to just do the math, whether or not you're willing to pay this for that. There's only two guys in the league right now you trust, right?
Three.
No, there's more than that.
Three? I'd say three. Brady, Mahomes, and Rodgers.
Okay, three.
Okay,
my
three
bad.
Guys.
Instead
three.
Of two,
but
is three.
But it's not a lot.
I would
trust Dak Prescott.
No.
I know they haven't. Why? Because he's a good quarterback.
Well, Matt,
I would trust Josh Allen.
I trust him against the AFC.
Josh Allen's got 16 interceptions as well.
I know, but I'd much rather have Josh Allen on my team than Matthew Stafford.
This is not. I didn't say who would you rather have. I said, do you trust him?
That's it.
I mean, Josh Allen is very likely, as good as he is, to throw three picks. I mean, that's who he is. He's young, and he's got that gene in him.
He does have that gene.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you don't want him.
Right.
My point is there's only a couple guys in the league that you look at and say, there are no warts on him.
And the other one was Breeze, and he's gone.
It's 10% of the starting quarterback.
But there are many. But the way I measure it is win because of or not win because of. And all those guys... You win because of. You don't win because of Matt Stafford. He has never been a win. He has been overrated his entire career. And Kirk Cousins is a less than Matthew Stafford.
And we'll find out about Dak Prescott as well. Dak Prescott's got one win in the postseason.
And he's much, much younger than Matthew Stafford. So I hope
this is not a Stafford versus Dak Prescott.
Well, I mean,
it's a conversation about each individual guy. It's not a comparison from over here.
He doesn't care.
Will Dak Prescott...
I think 49ers are going to win this weekend.
So do
well,
I.
Okay,
they
so
could.
If that happens, you get Jimmy G.
I don't love Jimmy G.
Of course. He's got warts, too.
Yes.
Jimmy G leads the 49ers over a Dallas Cowboy team that's got a lot of pieces. Then what?
I know.
Does Dak Prescott take a hit? Like, I'd love to have Dak Prescott on my team. That's not the question. The question is whether or not, like, you look at these guys, and there's only a couple that distinguish themselves above everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt Ryan took a team to the Super Bowl.
Matt's very good.
He is, but Matt Ryan threw a shit ton of red zone interceptions every year. I mean, and he's a BC guy. I love Matt. I'm just telling you there's only a couple of guys in the league that you trust implicitly, and everybody else you're hoping... Like, I love Josh Allen. Do you think there's a chance Josh Allen could throw two really ugly interceptions on Saturday at home against the Patriots?
But they all could except for Rodgers.
Yeah. That's my point.
I mean, like, Rodgers is the only one who doesn't throw
picks.
Even Brady's thrown more picks this year.
But my point, Sylvie, is are you not...
12 to be exact.
Are you then not... Like, they already paid Allen, but are you not going to pay Allen?
Allen's different, though. That's not what this is.
When has Allen proven to? He's young.
He's super young.
He hasn't won anything yet. So when does he prove it?
This came up when we were talking about the NBA and padding stats and how the triple double is sort of a stat patter these days because of the more possessions. Matthew Stafford can fill up a box score compared to anybody else, but I would rather have Josh Allen 30 times more than any Matt Stafford.
Oh, that's a different argument. Well,
but that was my argument. I'm the one who fucking started the argument.
Well,
what do you mean that's a different argument?
In fairness to Sylvie.
You didn't start an argument.
I brought it up.
You didn't start an argument.
In fairness to Sylvie, it was about like who pad stats. Like Kirk Cousins is a stat padder.
Right. Every quarterback is a stat padder.
He is analytically, Kirk Cousins is good, and he's horse shit.
Did Dak Prescott pad stats in the last game of the season?
Of course he did. Five touchdowns.
But you know, when a guy's a stat padder, like you can look at a guy like Kevin Love was kind of always in Minneapolis. Like we're like, yeah, is he just a stat padder? And it turned out, yeah, he kind of was a stat padder a little bit. I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's like he's not special.
I'm not denying it. And again, I'm not putting the special tag on Stafford.
I know
or
you're
Cousins
know.
Or any of these guys.
He's got three quarterbacks. That are special.
There's three. You know what? I'll go to war.
You guys want
to
describe the works on each quarterback?
With Russell Wilson, too.
I would, too.
Yes.
Now, he had a bad year this year because he's got a fucking bad finger on his throwing hand. So, like, I'm not denying any of what you're saying. I'm just saying to anybody that every quarterback is a stat patter. They just all are. Some are more stat patters than others. And there's only two guys or three guys in the league that I would go to Sunday and not have my nuts in my throat.
Let's do this
you
exercise.
You don't want your nuts in your throat.
No,
you don't want
nuts in your throat. Because I'm scared
to death. Do this exercise.
Like, if you're a Buffalo Bill, let me ask you. I love Josh Allen. If you're a Bills fan, are you a little concerned this weekend with Josh Allen?
I'd be concerned that somebody's going to throw me on a fucking table that's on fire, maybe, if I'm a Bills fan. But other than that, I don't know how much
it's fun for them.
I'm a little concerned.
I have less concern if I'm, you know, a fan of another team. And I'm not telling you I don't want Josh Allen. I'd trade Justin Fields for Josh Allen today.
If I told you, Waddle, that Justin Fields would be Josh Allen after this man, we'd all be thrilled.
Yes.
Now let's do this.
Allen still leaves me with my balls in my throat every now and again.
Now, I guarantee the four of us are going to be in agreement on this. I'll ask the question. Raise your hand if you think Matt Stafford's winning four playoff games.
I don't.
They? Oh, Yurk, really?
Yeah, I love this.
The overlove from Matthew
I think you're
Stafford.
Full of shit, Yurko. You're full of it. You're just being
this
Yurko now. You're being the contrarian.
None of us believe that. Here's
Jared Goff get him to the Super Bowl?
He did.
Yeah. Then I do believe Matt Stafford could get him to the Super Bowl.
I don't think he will, but he can.
Yeah, but we said will he. I said will he win four playoffs?
He depends. Like, he's a guy. He's as good as anyone in the league for a half. He's as bad as anyone in the league in a half. And the last game he played was on full display.
Yes.
Let's go back to the Ravens game. He throws a pick six.
It was terrible.
Yeah, the pick six was horrible. McVay actually on third and long with these guys, he doesn't care if you throw the deep interception.
Right.
To them, it's a punt, which is fine. For them, it's a punt. His pick sixes are ridiculous. Do you realize, though, in that Ravens game, though, not only did he lead them down the field and threw a beautiful throw to Odell Beckham Jr. on fourth down that led them to win that game, he had zero incompletions in the second half of that game. That's who he is. You better hope you get second half Stafford versus first half Stafford.
How many games did they have to win when they got to the Super Bowl? Wasn't it two? Like, you got this extra game
he's
now.
He's got to win four now.
You know, they're playing this weekend.
He needs four wins.
Goff needed three to win the title.
Right.
And now Stafford needs four. You got to go the distance here. And you got one game at home? Is that what
they
you got?
They have one. They have this weekend's game at home against Arizona.
So I'd ask you all a question again. All the teams that are in the postseason.
Another question.
Which of them do you trust will actually? Which quarterback? There's only three guys that
Aaron
you
Rogers.
Trust won't let you down at some point. Kyler Murray, get out of here.
Oh, no. And I'm a sycophant
for Kyler Murray, and I've come back down to earth after watching him this year.
Yeah.
Like, I like Dak Prescott as well, but he's got to take that next step.
Yeah.
Of all the young quarterbacks that have been taken over the last couple of years, Joe Burrow.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Bite your tongue.
I know who you love.
He's got Justin Herbert's balls in his mouth.
I know he
does. Not his own balls in his mouth.
Yeah, very
Justin Herbert.
I got to tell you, if you gave me Burrow or Herbert,
you have a choice, Burrow or Herbert.
I'd walk around naked for a year.
I would, too.
Either
way. Either one. I mean, I'm really high on Herbert. I think a little bit more.
I would probably go with Herbert because he's bigger, and I think he would be able to withstand
a little bit more durable. Yeah. I don't think he holds the ball as long either. I think Burrow's got a little bit of a tendency to. Their offensive line stinks in Cincinnati, and so the sack numbers are maybe a little skewed. He's been sacked more than any quarterback in the league.
50 plus.
I think some of that is that he holds on to it maybe a little bit too long.
Well, and they also ask him to throw it 50 times a game. It's what got him killed last year.
That's true. They do. They throw it a lot. You're right about that. I think I'd still go Herbert, but I've got second-year quarterback envy big time. Yeah. I mean, you watch both of those kids play, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Have you watched Mac Jones play in the last five games?
He's been fucking terrible.
Awful.
Terrible.
It's different when you're asking that them now after being scouted to do more. Yeah. You know, when you're just doing enough to keep things afloat, it's different than going back to my original argument, like win because of.
When they can run it and they can control game script, that's when New England's dangerous. And because Belichick's so good and McDaniels is so good, they're going to be good. They get behind, they've got to throw the ball. Inclement weather this time of year, playing out there. You trust Mac Jones? No,
it's not just him. They don't have.
They don't have the offense for it. You're right. No. They don't have the offense for it. And Max, you know, listen, he's in a great situation. He's had a good year. I'm not even saying that he won't be a very good quarterback, but right now, in the here and now, everybody wants to do back handsprings over Mac Jones. And, oh, my God, did the Bears make a big mistake? Maybe they did. I don't know. But we don't know that at this point.
He's been terrible the last couple weeks.
Davis Mills, man, at times, like, down the stretch. Now, that is a horseshit team. But
who would you take?
Third-round pick, by the way.
Trevor Lawrence or Davis Mills?
Trevor Lawrence. Of course.
Absolutely. You'd still take Trevor Lawrence today, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Would you take Justin Fields or the Mills?
Davis Mills.
Probably Fields.
Why?
Because he's better. Why? He's a more skilled quarterback.
What shows you? I think his upside is greater.
I think his upside's better.
Although Davis Mills has looked good.
Nothing that he's shown you this year dictates that his upside is substantially better than Mills.
Davis Mills threw 11 touchdowns the last seven.
And he had 10 interceptions, too, didn't
he? No!
His touchdown interception ratio wasn't great.
I'm saying the last seven games, 11 to 3.
Hold on, though. His statistics are much better than Justin Fields.
Yeah, Johnny, right.
I mean, you're talking about interceptions. You don't go to Justin Fields' page and say, look how wonderful
you're definitely not
pointing out touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting to you that Justin Fields had a great rookie year. I'm just saying. I'm just.
The only thing, there's no evidence to sit there and dictate anything right now. The evidence that's on the field is you're praying and you're hoping that whoever comes in here can put him in the right situation to be better than he was this year.
I'm just telling you that I wouldn't change how I feel about Davis Mills versus Justin Fields before they came out in the draft. I feel the same way now that I did when they happened.
I've got an uneasy feeling, and it's not a good one.
Well, that's why you hope who comes in
can find a way to tap into whatever's there.
And York, the hope goes into, too, knowing that these receivers get zero separation, what, they're 32nd in the league.
Zero.
The offensive line fucking sucks. Yeah. The coach can't scheme anybody open. His offense stinks. None of the quarterbacks he's ever coached here has ever had good stats.
No. He didn't have one offense, guys, in the top 20 in yards. Not one. He didn't have an offense in four years in the top 20 in yards.
I had this conversation with my wife last night, of all people.
Oh, what's she doing?
We were just talking about how we were talking about the Bears. And I said to her, you know what? Carmen made the greatest point after the tooth. She goes, what happened after the 2018 season? And I said, Carmen was probably the first one that said statistically, the regression with the defensive big plays are going to happen. To which I was then like, my whole perspective on it was, okay, that is definitely true. So what's going to have to happen for them to take another step is the offense is going to have to improve. And that first year in 2018, as average as fuck as it was the high water mark.
That's it. That was the high water mark.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the regret. That's data, everybody. Right. I presented you with 12 years of data.
It was good.
That the team that leads the league in takeaways regresses by an average of
11?
12 takeaways the next season.
They went from 36 to 19 or something like that, didn't they?
So they unfortunately there was more negative variance that went against them, but that's not Carmen making sense. That's fucking data. And people,
shut up, asshole. Data. You know what the fuck you're talking about. The Bears, they'll have 40 takeaways.
No, it's impossible. Statistical data will tell you it's impossible.
During these moments where you would think it would be nearly unanimous that everyone would view George and Ted poorly and that they wouldn't. People still argue. Like, I got a DM on Instagram the other day about when you guys were talking about the stadium. We've talked about the stadium, too. You guys would have ripped the Bears if they would have come out all excited about the stadium in that press conference.
No way.
Saying, George, you're not talking about the guys you fired. You're raving about your stadium. We want them to fire the guys. We want them to show us that they're on a better search. But we think as Bears fans, this is a hugely important thing on building the right stadium in the right spot.
Hey, how about...
I couldn't believe it.
How about it's a multi-billion dollar industry. How about you do fucking both?
Yeah, how about you do everything right?
How about you make the right football decisions and also tell us about your wonderful plans for this magnificent project that could be reality? Like... So blame us because the team is inept on the football side for hoping at the very least we would get some sort of exciting presentation about what Arlington Heights could be. Get the fuck out of here.
I would have had a whole mock-up. I would have had a whole thing. Yes. The whole thing. I would have had it and I would have said, look, this is just
look
at our model.
Look at the model. We're going to build this.
My kid made it out of Legos.
That's right. Yeah,
all the
Lego
McCaskies have made this out of Legos. Well, we've been working hard.
That's what I would have done. I would have presented the model.
Can you go marry Virginia already?
Yeah,
so
please,
that way you can take over
the
team.
That's the conversation that makes me most uncomfortable.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
I don't know. Because like,
she's single. Yurko single. Consenting adults.
Yurko, woo her. Come on. Put on your magical charm.
And then the next thing you know, will says, the Chicago Bears go to my pride and joy of Illinois.
Okay, you ask why it makes me feel uncomfortable.
My T-formation himself.
If your grandmother was 99 and I was talking about Yurko wooing your grandmother, wouldn't that make you...
They're consenting adults that are single.
It.
I mean, she's going to be wooed. Yurko, use your magic.
The kazoo might overwhelm her.
She might,
might overwhelm her. The kazoo might overwhelm her.
You got to take it there, Yurko. Jeez.
Yeah. My point exactly.
Do you think that
if not the sight of the thoroughbred,
it might be the smell that gets her.
And you want to know why it makes me uncomfortable.
The sight of the thing.
I wasn't expecting to go there,
Waddle. Really? Really? Who are you talking to?
Oh, my God.
We're animals over there.
We're fucking animals.
That's
We're going
my dream.
Straight to hell. That's
my fantasy. Is like, how are we going to get out of this mess?
You're going to hell. At least enjoy the ride.
Do you guys think that the whole like estate tax thing is real? Or
yes.
They're not prepared for that?
I don't really, but I don't think.
You can prepare, but you can't prepare for the influx of value.
Yeah. I mean, you can prepare.
You went to $4 billion so
bit.
Quick. How do you prepare
is
for that?
Is that right?
And I think that there's only so much you can do to protect yourself. And remember, it's been passed. You know, I mean,
it's been passed down when the old man died. I think they had it.
Some people think they
had it broken up into many trusts.
People that are much smarter than me, I've heard say that. Yeah, they're going to have.
What's Brosh say?
Brosh doesn't pay taxes.
Well, I think he's smart.
Taxes are not Brosh's thing.
He deals in cash.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't look at Rich Bisaccia and not think of Dickie Brosh.
Me too. I said that every time.
I think it's fucking Dickie
Brosh coaching the Raiders.
Every fucking time I see
the article about Dickie Brosh.
Oh yeah, you sent it to me. Every time. And I will say Bisaccia, Paisan, done a nice job. His goatee
is spectacular. The salt and pepper, it is manicured perfectly.
I wish I could grow a goatee like that. It is spectacular.
Does it look like Paulie Walnuts?
He should get the job just on his goatee.
Not a hair
so
out of place.
It's unbelievable.
It is full, but it is trimmed and manicured. It's like
He's
Augusta.
So handsome.
It's like, what's the best hole at Augusta as far as the way they keep the greens?
12.
This is like
Amen Corner.
What are we talking about?
Right in the middle of Amen Corner.
His goatee is Amen Corner.
It's beautiful. I mean, like, every time I look at him, I go, I can't believe this guy's the coach of the Raiders, but fuck
in
that,
HD,
that goatee is
when
phenomenal.
When they zoom in on him for big decisions.
Unreal.
It's so funny that you were thinking about this, because on Sunday Night Football, they're zooming in on these big deal. What's he going to do? Is he going to take a knee? And I can't get my eyes off the goatee.
Can't get my eyes off. They'd show Gruden at this big belly, sloppy, fucking visors, hairs everywhere. Bisaccia, immaculate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely spectacular. So good for him.
He's like, I got this.
Yeah,
I
don't worry.
I got this over here.
We're going to go
I got this over here.
You know he's wearing Ferragamo wingtips.
Fucking A right he is.
Yeah,
right
for
after
the way trips.
Going out for a big fucking bowl of linguine and clams after dinner.
Yeah.
After they win the game, too. That's what he's doing. I think he's Italian. I don't even know. I hope so. He sounds like it.
I like linguine. I'm not Italian.
By the way, I think it was illegal for 17 weeks in the NFL to be critical of Brandon Staley. Is it okay to be critical of him in week 18?
You can be critical.
Can we? I mean, really?
I've been, as much as I love that team, I love Herbert, like, I've been critical of Lombardi and a lot of the things that they were doing. And Staley, too. He's the defensive guy. You're the head coach now.
Yeah.
If you recognize inefficiencies in your offense, then you've got to do something about it. Now, they did a little bit over the bye, and they started becoming
pushing the ball down.
Right, a little bit. But don't wait to the fucking bye. You've got Justin Herbert. You're the coach. You need to know, and you need to say to your offensive coordinator then, this is what we have to do. So I do think it's fair to be critical of Staley.
And can we say, like, I don't know what the analytics say, but fourth and one on your own 20 versus fourth and one on your opponent's 20, our fourth and ones are created differently. If you don't get the fourth and one on their 20, you flip the field.
How about fourth and one and do something? How about let your best player make a play? Why are we handing the ball off into the heart of a good defense of a Raiders defensive line? I say we. You know, what are you handing the ball off and running in
you
the
really I really love Justin Herbert.
I really love Herbert. You made my guy look bad, you son of a bitch. Why are you handing it off right up in the middle to the strength of the Raiders? Let your quarterback make a play.
How about meantime? Remember our impersonation we used to have for Rex Grossman?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Rex Grossman would get rushed up the middle, he would just backpedal and he'd go down 25 yards downfield in
a sack. Keep going, Rex.
That's what Andy Dalton was doing. They would run these fourth and one plays in that final game.
Unreal.
And we love David Montgomery. We're committed to David. Not once did they give it to David Montgomery on like fourth and short. They let Andy Dalton backpedal all the way back to the 50 until he would get sacked or throw pick six.
You know,
pick six.
If you said this the other day, if you were in a football coma for the last two years and 16 games, and you woke up that Sunday morning, and the game was on in Minnesota, and you asked somebody, oh, my God, what did I miss? Who have the Bears been for the last two years
and
16 games?
How many Super Bowls did they win?
And well, then you would just say, that game in Minnesota was a great description for all that has happened with that team the last two years.
I got two things for you to watch. I got this over here. You could watch this game. It happened yesterday. All right? This will sum up what's gone on in the last 3 years, and now this press conference.
Yeah.
And then this will sum up what's gone on for the last few years. That's all you need to know.
Perfect microcosm, right? And it's kind of sad. It's like a perfect summation. You're right. The way that game went, the way it ended, the way the season ended, is a perfect summation of the ineptness on offense.
The ineptitude. Give me 3 hours to summarize what the last 4 years has been, and you saw it on display in Minneapolis last Sunday.
Do you guys have, before we wrap up, do you guys have a favorite, a fantasy, a tag team duo for the Bears? Mm.
With
the names that you're hearing.
I like Leftwich. I like Daboll. I like...
One of each. Give me... if you could name him right now, not interviewing.
I like Morocco Brown.
I'm a big Morocco Brown fan.
I would like to say yes. I don't know who he is.
Well, I just like the way they drafted, and he's got his fingerprints all over their draft.
I know, but they also decided they were going to trade a first-round pick for Carson Wentz.
Well, that might not have been Morocco. He's their college scout.
That was Dodge for that one.
Yeah, and Frank Reich. I mean, he is their college scouting director.
Your college guy's going, what? No! Listen, I'm not opposed to it, for the love of God!
I'll give you my fantasy, since Sylvie asked. Rick Smith and Byron Leftwich.
Okay, I'll go. I was going to say Rick Smith and Jim Harbaugh.
Ooh, that's delicious.
That's it, I quit.
That's delicious.
And by the way, we said this the other day with you. Are you really worried about someone that may be out of here in 4 years? If you leave me four years from now with three trips to the NFC title game and one trip to the Super Bowl based on the fucking shit we've been served the last
two decades, that's 30 years for the Bears.
That's true. Like Mapazzi said, he goes, that's Valhalla.
Oh my God, that was great.
All right, Karma, I make it even more enticing. I got Rick Smith, I got Harbaugh, and Vic Fangio.
Yeah, that's interesting. I will admit. Like, now that Vic's available, Jim brings Rick back.
What about Doug Peterson?
Rick brings Vic back?
With Vic Fangio and Rick Smith. Now maybe he won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback, and he did develop Carson Wentz before the injury, and he knew when to move off of Carson Wentz because he was a head case, and he got fired for it.
I just went from 6 to midnight. I could probably get it on.
Peterson and Smith, we got two guys who have been there and done it, and we have adults in the room.
All right. I might be on board for that. The way you laid it out there, okay, I think maybe I'd be on board. Vic's the best DC in the league in the last 15 years.
I agree
with you. I mean, he's phenomenal. So, all right, I get a little excited.
Yeah, you got a little chub. I'd go
Smith and Leftwich. That'd be my number one fan.
Johnny, who you got?
I already said it. You guys laughed at it.
Who was it?
I said Byron Sandwich and Morocco Mole.
Okay.
Bisaccia? He's fucking Bisaccia in here. Get Dicky Brascia. Who's yours, Sylvie?
I told you Rick Smith and Doug Peterson.
Oh, and Peterson.
Those two were my guys who have been this guy's been in the front office. He's not some new guy who doesn't know when to tender somebody or when to include his coach. Right. I mean, I'm not going to include my coach. Rick Smith would look at that and say,
you fucking nuts?
Yeah, this is stupid.
I like it.
Come on, guys.
You may need a little experience as well, considering what you got on up there.
Yeah.
What you got going on.
Good point. All right, boys, good stuff. Great to see you guys again. Yeah. Why don't you go fuck yourself,
Tommy? Why don't you go fuck yourself?